Monday and
Blog Talk Radio.
Join Boca Respite Volunteers, people of all ages helping people of all ages. Do what you already know how to do for yourself or someone else. Call 561-391-7401 or visit www.boca-respite.org.
Hello, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. The 2004 hurricanes that devastated our state left a trail of broken and uprooted trees. When dead limbs, brush, and treetops dry, they become fuel for wildfires that can threaten our homes and forests. If you live near a forest or wildland area, there are simple things you can do to protect your home from wildfire. Create a clean and green landscape around your home. Collect debris for curbside pickup if it's available. Remove leaves and storm debris from roofs and gutters. Don't create a fire hazard by piling dead limbs and other debris on a nearby vacant lot or woodland. And most importantly, before burning yard trash, check with the local office of the Division of Forestry so you know how to burn safely and legally. Help prevent wildfires. For information, visit the FireWise Communities website at www.firewise.org or contact the local office of the Florida Division of Forestry.
You are listening to AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, a monthly periodical distributed locally and nationally to over 350,000 readers, listeners, and online visitors. The print magazine has more than 1,000 outlets in Florida, like vitamin shops, gymnasiums, yoga centers, salons, wellness centers, doctor's offices, hospitals, and major bookstores, including online affiliations with msnshopping.com and magazines.com. Be sure to tune in for the weekend edition of the show, Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 11 p.m. And the program is also featured on blogtalkradio.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Now, with today's show, here's your host, John Hollis.
Yahoo! Welcome to the Holistic Health Magazine radio show. And, of course, we're sitting here in studio at WNN 1470 AM, and we're also streaming live on Blog Talk Radio and streaming live on HolisticHealthMagazine.com. And, of course, we are here in studio with me and Mr. Lubbers, Dan Lubbers. How are you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks.
You want to move up on that mic a little bit there, Dan?
Pull it in tight.
Yeah, pull it in tight. Yeah, speak into the mic there, Dan. So we're having a pretty good day so far. We just went up and hung out with the people up at the Hanley Center today. And if you ever have an opportunity to check out the Hanley Center, what a great bunch of people. And really down into understanding and researching, you know, ways to help addicts and people with addiction problems. Great people up there. And we are going to be talking about some things today that are coming up on Sunday night. It's real important that people tune into the Sunday night show. It's going to be in regards to, you know, what's going on legally right now in the court systems and how their hands are getting tied because the jail systems are not able to house people that need treatment. They're basically doing away with the inpatient treatment programs in the jails now, and are getting ready to do that in September in Broward County, and, you know, God forbid that it would follow suit across the country. So we're going to have something amazing take place. I'm going to be sitting in a room with a judge and two lawyers, and actually, the last time I did that, I almost got 20 years for driving a bicycle without a headlight. So I figure that's going to be an interesting evening. So in the meantime, we are going to be discussing a little bit about that. But most importantly, there's some things going on that I want to talk to you about with in regards to Rally for Recovery. Rally for Recovery is, of course, going to be happening on September the 12th, 2009. And it's happening in Bicentennial Park down in Miami. It's the event is all day at Bicentennial Park. They got food, great speakers, recovery music, exhibit special guests, and the Holistic Health Magazine, and, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We'll be there, and we will be doing the live remote, and we will start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll be going until 4, so we're going to be down there for a few hours and hanging out and talking with people and live on the air, and we're going to have some fun doing it. In the meantime, also, we're having a concert, and this is all put on by InTheRooms.com. They're the ones that made this possible, and they made it possible for people to come together and rally together and be able to show people that we're healthy and productive members of society. The concert is at the end of the day, and we're going to have Richie Supa, and he is from Aerosmith, and we're also going to have the House of the Rising Sun is showing up in town, Eric Burden and the Animals, and we're looking forward to having them at the event also, and there's going to be some other people playing. We're going to have a good day, and we're looking forward to it. The walk, the festival, and the concert, and the walk starts at, of course, 8:30 in the morning. You can go right now to holistichealthmagazine.com. You can click on the event, and it says Rally for Recovery, and you can pre-register today. So you can go to holistichealthmagazine.com, click on Rally for Recovery, and pre-register today. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody down at the, of course, down at the show and hanging out and having a pretty good time live. Danny's coming down. You're bringing the whole house, aren't you?
Bringing some guys, John.
That's
it's going to be an all-day event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, Christy's coming down with some guys from the First Step. And a bunch of guys all getting together. We're all going to get down there and have some fun. Also, the second annual 12-Step Music Fest, which I understand the first annual, they're still getting over. And the bottom line is that, you know, they had a great time, and it was a sober event. And they had live music and all kinds of, you know, 60s-type apparatus, which means no clothes. And everybody was hanging out and having fun. And we're looking forward to being a part of that also. And, of course, my wife set that up, so we're going to have to be on my best behavior for that whole event, I think.
Yeah, you will be chaperoned.
Chaperoned? Yeah. I hear Carla's coming, too.
No comment.
That's going to be in Sugarloaf Key, and that will be the 12-Step Music Fest, Sugarloaf Key, and that's November 5th through the 8th, 2009. And so, Danny, what do you think about this whole thing with the court systems doing away, or, you know, or not the court systems, but the budgets doing away with the in-house treatments?
Well, you know, again, and going back to where we got the information from in Chris D. over there at the First Step Sober House, I mean, I do see both sides of it, you know, where hey, this was a law enforcement thing. Either we can offer these programs or we need to beef up the law enforcement and keep that going, and something had to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so being somebody who, you know, can sit back and see both sides of it, yeah, I mean, I could find myself on either side of this argument. I do know that what I have witnessed through the programs, that some people do get it through those programs, and I definitely affects that, you know, the community in a good way when people do get it. Now, not everybody gets it, and I know there's people out there saying, hey, you're a criminal, go sit in jail, mm-hmm. do your time.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of that statement is, that's what happens. Nobody gets any better, and they come out and they reoffend, and, you know, society says throw them back
recidivism.
In there.
Yeah.
Recidivism is great. Without these programs, you know, where to me the seed is planted that mm-hmm. there is hope and there is help for people that are struggling with this addiction that's putting them in incarceration in the first place. You know, I do, again, understand both sides of that argument, and I hope there's some sort of remedy that they can come up with. And again, we'll be discussing that Sunday night with a judge and a couple attorneys that are involved in that system that will be affected.
And the judge is Judge Pollack, is that correct?
Yeah, Giselle Pollack.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to have a great show. And we also have Robert Gluck. Robert Gluck's going to be in the studio. Let me tell you about Robert a little bit. Robert was the first guy, the first attorney, that actually developed and put together the first ever drug court in Miami that was the only drug court program in the United States at the time. And everybody modeled their drug court programs after Dade County across the country. Bill Clinton came into town. He actually was the governor of Arkansas at the time, and he actually modeled their drug court program after that. And so Robert's going to be on the show with us Sunday night during this time period also, and he's going to be talking about the difference in, you know, dealing with somebody that, you know, is running around and, you know, shooting people compared to somebody that's just been picked up with, you know, a half ounce of pot.
Right.
You know what I mean? There is a difference. You know, there's a, in my opinion, there's a difference between somebody that just got picked up with, you know, that has an addiction problem, but hasn't offended to the point where, you know, they're, you know, they've killed five people. You know, I mean, that's
right.
There's a big difference here.
Of course.
And I think that what we're trying to say is that if it's a first-time offender and somebody has an issue, that they should have the option to be able to go do a little bit of jail time while in a treatment program in jail, and then get out, have the opportunity to go into a recovery program, live there and be on, you know, probation of some sort. And then at the end, if you're a first-time offender and you haven't had any other problems and you've never had anything else happen, well, at the end, you know, why make that person a felon? Why make that person a convicted felon or have a record? You know, expunge not even process, and they'll process at the end of it if they complete, properly. And I believe that, you know, when you go into a place like, you know, downtown Miami. Take Overtown for an example. Overtown, there was an article out, I think it was Meek that was just talking about it. And they were saying it was amazing that one out of five people in Overtown are convicted felons. So, you know, here's the thing. How many of those people that we're talking about really have a convicted felon status because they did something that was totally off the chain, and how many of them were there because they were, you know, either dealing in drugs or they were using drugs? And I think that that needs to be looked at, because we can't just keep, processing convicted felons because they got picked up with five rocks.
You know, and again, John, I can see both sides, and I do understand, you know, that there are people who are going to say, well, there shouldn't be an option. And let me just tell you my experience real quick, because I know we're going to go to our first break, is that...
It's your time. We got an hour.
Is that, you know, what you just talked about, here I was, a young man with a drug problem. It branched out for years and years and years. I'd never been in trouble with the law. I perhaps could have been in trouble for all the things I had done. But, you know, it finally ended at age 32 for me. I was arrested on Deerfield Beach with crack cocaine. I ran from the police... So I caught a fleeing charge as well. And when it all came to an end, I was sitting in Judge Gold's courtroom, and he said, do you want help? There's a program available. Do you want to go to a drug offender program and complete
Mark
this?
Gold.
Mark Gold.
Yeah, nice guy.
And I thought, wow, you know, this is great. And I said, well, what does it entail? He says, it's a year process. If you complete it successfully, we will expunge this felony charge against you, because, mind you, I had possession of cocaine. Mm-hmm. And, again, if you do what we ask, we're going to give you a break. Now, here I am, 12 years later. I have not reoffended. I have since, obviously, put down the drugs and alcohol. And if I had to complete applications today stating I'm a convicted felon, I'd be jammed up. You know, it'd be real tough out there. So I do want to say that. There are people like myself who have caught this break. I, as somebody who did catch this break, would like to see others be able to have this. And again, not for everybody, because I know there's people doing a lot of crazy stuff out there.
And I think that it really comes down to a case-by-case basis.
Right.
And, you know, again, I think the court systems are tied up. You know, they got point situations. They got all these different situations that they have to look at. And so their hands are tied, and the judges don't have the leeways that they used to have. And again, I think that, you know, what you just said, you're a guy that came from all of those ruins. You have two beautiful children, beautiful wife, beautiful home. You have many aspects in place that you help people that are out there that need help in their recovery, not only personally with sponsoring people and doing what you need to do, but your houses that you have out there, and the ability to help people. And the bottom line is you never would have had that shot if they had just brought you through the process.
Absolutely not. I would have been a stapled, a convicted felon, and been put on probation for 18 months, and who knows where that would have taken me. And again, just you know, at the time they had had this program, and I was like, I couldn't believe, like, it was a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thank goodness I took that opportunity to go ahead and change my life, because not everybody does, because on the opposite end of that, one of the friends I was in with reoffended, and they said, okay, you just reoffended after we gave you a break. He's doing 20 years
mm-hmm.
for possession of cocaine. Now, that was a second-time offense, and, you know, he didn't make, you know, he didn't come out the other side. So, I mean,
And again, it just validates what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're getting that one shot, you're getting the opportunity to take that one shot, then it's really up to you what you're going to do with that one
shot.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And again, I just want to, you know, thankful to the people that it was there for me and these gentlemen who did start this program, because that was one of the keys to me, obviously, remaining drug and alcohol free, because I had to report to the court system for a year straight, urinalysis. It wasn't like you were just running the streets. You know, there was a program in place where I did get the education I needed to change my life, because, again, I didn't set out to be an addict, but that's where my life had led me. And, you know, unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, the court system was able to help me turn that around.
Well, and I think the other thing is that, you know, you definitely, if you look back over, you know, addicts and alcoholics, you know, you have judges, you have lawyers, you have people like doctors and nurses and, you know, people that work in, you know, fire departments and, you know, people, average everyday people have addiction issues. Might not be shooting heroin, but it might be drinking a quart of tequila a day. It might not be drinking a quart of tequila a day. It might be that, you know, they have depression and anxiety caused by too much gambling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All of these things are addictive situations, and we're looking to get outside of ourselves. The worst ones, of course, are the worst addictions that we're talking about. You know, the guy that, you know, smokes crack cocaine and decides that, you know, while he's smoking crack cocaine, he's going to get naked and walk and run down the beach.
Yeah.
And ends up getting busted. You know, these are the crazy things that happen when people are under the influence. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net, and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. 759-3746. Natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info at holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info at holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. And, of course, it is the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and we're streaming live on Blog Talk Radio, and we're also streaming live on holistichealthmagazine.com. where you can click on Rally for Recovery and pre-register for the September 12, 2009 event. You can also go to rallyforrecovery.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys down there. We're doing a live remote that day, and we're looking to have a lot of fun. And, you know, we were just talking about recidivism, and we were talking about jail for first-time offenders, and, you know, we were talking about, at the break, how it costs $175 a day to house a person in jail, $175 a day. Where if you do alternative sentencing like this, and the person has to, you know, get out, and maybe they cover the first month or whatever, but they have to get out and they have to pay for, you know, 6 months of being in a place, and it's their responsibility to learn how to budget their money, get a job, do all of those things that they need to do. Now the taxpayer isn't getting a burden of $175 a day for a guy that was picked up with a stem.
Agreed.
So these, and we're not talking about repeat offenders here. We're talking about first time, or, you know, somebody that
qualifies.
Yeah, qualifies. You know, whatever that qualification may be, deemed what the court says it is.
Right.
But again, I think that, you know, it's definitely an opportunity for, you know, the budget to actually spend less money than, you know, housing, you know, people that they really don't need to house at $175 a day.
And that's what I look forward to hearing, you know, from the judge and the attorneys that are present Sunday night that are going to discuss this issue, because, you know, again, it is something that affects all of us, because we are talking about, you know, the budgets with our police system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if there is any way, such as these alternate sentencing guidelines we talked about, and we've seen in action, I got to tell you, as a taxpayer, because I do own a home and I do pay taxes, and as somebody who does pay taxes, I like what they're doing, because, again, it relieves, you know, the county from paying for those people. They have to get out. They're self-supporting. They're still under basically some sort of arrest because, you know, they're monitored.
It might be house arrest,
right,
or, you know, probation while they're in there, stuff like that.
Right, but again, they've got guidelines that they need to meet, or they're going right back to jail. And to be honest, if you're one of those guys sitting there, you know, would you rather be outside where you can puff on a cigarette or go to work and still see people and communicate with the family? You know, and I believe that has a lot to do with the motivation. But not only that, you know, the programs that they're put in, you and I have witnessed firsthand. Hey, man, you know, they're getting an education.
Absolutely.
And some discipline.
That's the biggest thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're getting that repeated understanding of what they need to do, because the alternative is not good.
And we both sat in those pods, John, wondered what we're going to do with the days ahead of us, and there was no growth. There was the rethinking of how can I do this without coming back here.
And there was no getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and going to the refrigerator and getting yourself a snack.
No. I mean, you know, absolutely none of that. And, you know, so to me, again, as somebody who is involved, you know, in the community and whatnot, I mean, I really believe in these, you know, these models.
Absolutely.
That are out there, and not only do I believe in them, having experienced them, and I wish people knew more, really more about this, and hopefully our message can get out there so they can understand it. You know, I do believe it's a benefit, but, you know, we're going to get the people again that say, you know what, but what if when he's out, this happens? And again, this isn't for the career criminal.
Correct.
This is for people who have been jammed up with addiction problems, mm-hmm. who maybe never really been in the system. And again, we really don't know the qualifications here today, and hopefully we can find out some more Sunday night at 9 o'clock with the judge.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just, you know, I'm seeing the winning side of this, you know.
Well, I think the other thing that there's a stigma, there's, you know, always been a stigma, you know, when it comes down to addiction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You really don't know you have, you know, a stigma until it hits your own family.
Of course.
You know, when, you know, I'll give you an example. I had, I remember as I was growing up, of course, I blossomed at a very early age. And I remember one of the mothers down the street letting my father know, because my mom and dad were divorced, my father know, you know, what a drug addict kid his son was. And 3 years later, unfortunately, her daughter hung herself from using too much heroin. So my point saying is that lady really didn't understand until it hit her own home. And now she's one of the biggest advocates in upstate New York for helping people in recovery. And see, it's you really don't know until it really strikes your house. Now, let's look at addiction. That's why I really make addiction as a whole, because let's look at the people with an eating disorder. Let's look at the people with eating issues. Let's look at the people with, you know, gambling issues, sex issues. You know, all of these things are addictive personalities. So it's not so much what you're addicted to. It is the understanding that, you know, something, I want to go outside of myself to feel better. So if I'm going outside of myself to feel better, I can get addicted very easily to anything. As a recovering person, I have to be very careful not to pick up too many chocolate donuts, too much chocolate milk, all of those things that come with, you know, having that addictive personality. Now, I believe that once you start working a spiritual way of life, those things change, and that's what the recovery month in September is all about. In my belief, if you really want to see a bunch of people that are in recovery having the most free, loving, fun time of their lives with, you know, listen, we have nothing to be ashamed of anymore. We don't have to look over our shoulders anymore. We're free. And you come and you hang out at a place like Rally for Recovery, you will see how we are not a glum lot, and you will see the type of personalities that are truly, that you would never, the face of recovery, as you would never think it was going to be, is all there at Rally for Recovery.
And, you know, you brought up a good point, because when we're talking about recovery, you know, this doesn't only have to do with recovery from drug addiction or alcoholism. Mm-hmm. I believe intherooms.com, the website, has over 180 different
addictions. Well, they're building towards like 100, and I think it's 212.
Wow.
They have 18 in place now, but they're adding. And if you have a 12-step organization that you want to add to that list, you can contact Kenny P and RT. They're going to be in the studio on Tuesday.
Okay.
And you can actually call in on Tuesday and talk to them if you want. You know, talk to Kenny P and RT, and, you know, tell them that you might have a 12-step program that you want to put on there.
Yeah, and that's what I like, John, because you talked about the unity. It doesn't matter what it is that you're addicted to. It's the same feelings and, mm-hmm. you know, behaviors that obviously we all share. And to come together as a group, you know, and it's not to be pompous or anything like that. It's just, hey, this is, you know, this is who we are, and this is a good time. And look at, you know, I mean, that's what it's about. And it's that rally that we're talking about.
It's that rally that, you know, something we don't need to get outside of ourselves to have fun. We can be who we are with other people being who they are. And I don't need to have anything that masks who I am for another person. You know, I can truly be me. And sometimes I'm a schmuck, and I can show up as one.
You know, and you know what? If you want to know what John looks like, you need to come out there and see us that day. Because if you're like me, you know, you sit in a car and you listen to this wonderful talk radio, and you often wonder, what is that guy? He sounds like this. And, you know, you show up, you get a whole different picture.
I might even take my teeth out.
A cup on the table.
Dum-dum. So, you know, I love the fact that we are able to not be a glum lot today. We're able to, you know, carry a message of hope. We're able to, you know, by God's grace, and that's my opinion, by God's grace, I'm able to carry a message and have a platform today that helps me to let people know that there is help out there. There's places like G&G, Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. There's places like Hanley Center. There's places online that you can go to, like recoveryuniverse.com, and find a treatment program. And, you know, just by clicking on the state that you live in, these are all different things that, you know, you can go to intherooms.com and click on their treatment center base, and they have lists and lists and lists across the country. So there's a lot of information out there. You can call us at the show at any time and, you know, ask for that information. And you can also, of course, go to holistichealthmagazine.com. And send us an email right from the website if you have any requests for help. If you're a family member and you need, you know, Al-Anon or Naranon or any of those other, you know, family-based programs or family therapists and things like that, you know, there's Christy on Friday, and Christy deals a lot with, you know, issues of people that have family issues. And she's a great person to, you know, listen to, because she carries a message that, you know, you don't have to continue the same things that you're in. If you're in a bad relationship, you don't have to carry those things over and over and over again, which becomes an addiction itself.
Right.
So these are all, you know, positive aspects of our recovery that we get to be able to carry a message from a platform that we would not necessarily be able to carry. Listen, you know, 3 years ago, I wasn't carrying this message. I can guarantee you that. 4 years ago, I definitely wasn't carrying this message. 3 years ago, I was starting to carry this message but had no idea. 4 years ago, you didn't even want to meet me because I'd have rolled over you like a steamroller. So the bottom line is that God, by the grace of God, I can carry a message and show up totally different than the person that, you know, I was at one point. Now, am I the person that I'm always? No, I believe that that's, you know, evolving, you know, and I think, you know, I hopefully we'll get better as time goes on.
And you will, John.
So I think what we're here today and talking about is Sunday night, show up front of the website, either on Blog Talk Radio, holistichealthmagazine.com, or listen on WNN 1470 AM. And you will be able to hear more about this from professionals, not just me and Dan, you know, kicking it. I'm talking about professionals that have been in the trenches for 20, 30 years dealing with these issues. And we're going to have a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Ted Kennedy. We'll be back right after this.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net, and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. 759-3746.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow Stereo Sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Delray Recovery Center specializes in high-quality, intensive, outpatient alcohol and drug treatment at affordable prices to those who can't afford to miss work or school, but recognize the need for a substance abuse counseling. The program is individualized on an outpatient basis, specializing in relapse prevention, family issues, holistic therapy, 12-step workshops, as well as life skills, codependency, mediation, yoga, and acupuncture. Take the first step in changing your life and call the Delray Recovery Center today. Call toll-free 866-830-3211. That's 866-830-3211. Located at 701 Southeast 6th Avenue, Suite 201 in downtown Delray Beach. Call 866-830-3211 or go online to DelrayRecoveryCenter.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. That's info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back, Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show. And, of course, we are here live from WWNN 1470 AM, and we're also streaming live on Blog Talk Radio and HolisticHealthMagazine.com. Sunday night's the night you want to check in. We're going to have a very good person here, and Judge Pollack, and, of course, we're going to have Robert Kluck. And these are very, very influential people when it comes to legal aspects of addiction and people that end up in the court systems. One is an attorney, Robert Kluck, and he is the one that developed the first ever drug court system with Judge Goldstein in Miami back in the early 90s, and the one that was modeled in Broward County and all across the country. And we have, of course, Judge Gillespie Pollack, the drug court judge, that's going to be with us also from Broward County, and we're looking forward to her. She's going to be a world of information in regards to what's going on with the jail systems and people not being able to get treatment while in jail, you know, and just being housed, playing spades all day. You know? If I play enough spade games, I will recover. I don't think that's how it works. But, again, in the meantime, you know, there's some local or some national news going on, and, of course, we want to give our condolences to the Kennedy family as a whole and Ted Kennedy and, you know, what a legacy. 47 years, 46 years, you know, 46 years in the Senate. That's an amazing, amazing accomplishment, man. And most importantly, you know, here's a guy that went through diversity after diversity after diversity, from breaking his back in, you know, 64 and doing his election. You know, I seen a thing on CNN last night. He actually did his election promotion in 1964 from a bed with a broken back. And he won the election and has not lost an election since 1964. That was an amazing, amazing thing. And something like 376 bills that he was involved with, and 250 plus of them were signed into law over 40. You know, it came out to like five a month, I think it came, or five a year it came out to. But it was amazing stuff.
You know, when you were before we discussed we were going to talk politics, I said that was my cue to leave. Uh-huh. But you know, being that we were talking addiction today and whatnot, and to hear those stories about you know what he had to go through. Obviously, with both brothers being assassinated, being the youngest of the three, and, you know, I mean, just amazing, and what it did to him and how he was able to turn it around. And then you were talking about the numbers and the bills and the laws, and, you know, there are a lot of accomplishments.
And here's the thing. I mean, let's look at the personality of that, okay? I mean, you know, everybody has their opinions on the man. Everybody has the opinions, good or bad. But you have to give the person the fact that he accomplished a whole lot. And not only that, but helped a whole lot of people while doing it and going through that process. Did he have his character defects? I'll tell you what, if there's one person out there listening right now that doesn't have a character defect, give me a call. And let me tell you, if you're telling me you don't have any character defects, there's something wrong. I don't want to smoke what you're smoking. I can tell you that, because there are people, and I don't care who it is, you know, we get moody, we get, you know, discontent, we get, you know, it's just life, man. You know, we all have our character defects, and he definitely, you know, he had his, just like I got mine, you know. So what do we try to do? We seek to improve every day, and that's what I think the man did, you know, especially the later part of his life.
Like you talked about, you know, I mean, you know, I'm sitting here at 44 years old, and he's been in the Senate longer than 47 years, and as a testament, you know, you're around that long, obviously, you've done the work to stay there.
I mean, it's a powerful thing, because if you think about this, you know, and one of the things that I look at is the fact that since I have been on the face of the earth, you know, all I've heard is the Kennedy family. Serious. Every day. You know, one way or another, you know, it's the underlying fabric of anybody that was born, you know, even from 50, from, you know, from as way back as the 40s, anybody that was born knows the name.
Absolutely.
You know, so people, it's a household name. So, and again, you know, it takes, it brings to an end an era that just, you know, I think to myself, and I think about the whole thing, you know, I think about, you know, my mom, my dad, they're all at that same age. You know, my aunts, my uncles, they're all at that same age. They all were, you know, born in the 30s, you know, either late 20s or early 30s, and they're all up there, you know. And look at their legacies. They all stood for something.
Yeah.
They all, back then, everybody stood for something. It wasn't just about sitting on the couch playing another round of Xbox. We, you know, they stood for something. And I believe that that's what, you know, recovery is about. You know, it's about standing for something, finally taking a stand for something and saying, listen, this is what I'm going to do with my life. Wouldn't you agree?
Couldn't agree more, John.
So what is your at this point, a point of view on what we're looking to do with the Sunday night show? What do you want to see come out of it?
Well, what I'd like to see, obviously, is, you know, something that's going to be informative for the listeners, obviously, to, you know, hopefully hear both sides of this, because again, you know, we're being told about the budgetary cuts, and the reality is, you know, what is the other side of that? I don't know. I don't know the cost, you know, the options that they're discussing. And again, I'd just like to hear, you know, the testaments and maybe some statistics as to, you know, what is the success rate? You know, is that even something they base it on? You know what I mean? You know, just basically a wealth of information is what I'm looking for. And, you know, any questions that the listeners might have, like you discussed, they could obviously email to us ahead of time. And, you know, John might be able to get a couple of those questions answered for the people. But again, I want to know which direction it's going and if there's anything we can do either way for this, you know, because again, as somebody who is in recovery and who has seen the profound changes in people like yourself, you know, for me, it's been 12 years, you know, unbelievable. And I still feel like I'm learning so much more. But again, you know, to see these transformations in people like yourself and the people that Chris worked with and Shannon and to turn these people's lives around, and how many people does that affect in a good way? Mm-hmm. And again, that's a direct result of these programs. Now, with them being cut, where does that put us?
Well, it brings up a great, great thing. It's the ripple effect. You know, my life is either the ripple effect of good things or ripple effect of some really nasty stuff. And what is my choice to be? You know what I mean? I got to choose in or choose out. And if I finally come to that point and it happens to be, you know, that clicking sound that says, maybe, just maybe, I am at fault here. Because I believe that they, do you agree? You have to come to that point where you're saying, wait a minute, you know something? I'm the one at fault here, nobody else is?
Oh, absolutely. You know, society basically, like when we were looking back, they owed me nothing. They didn't have to provide me with that drug court. I got myself in that position, and I was fortunate enough to have an out with the system that was already in place. And again, that's what we're going to be discussing Sunday night. And, you know, again, as I would like to see that option open, but I don't know the reality of that happening. You know, and I believe that's the debate.
And so in the end, when it's all said and done, Sunday night, we might not have any true concrete resolution, but we definitely will have answers.
Absolutely. And Chris was, I believe, speaking to us about how there is going to be something in the chambers of the commission on this issue.
It are actually formed a signed
petition.
A petition
to the commission,
and are actually circulating that right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, and I did hear that
we're talking about Chris from the First Step Sober House.
Correct, right, and that he was going to look into the dates at when the commission was going to hear this or look at the petition, and you know, actually be a part of that and to hear what they're going to discuss, you know, and what are the options at that point.
We're going to go to another break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up the hour, and we will look forward to speaking with you right after this break.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. Make structured water in your own home with the Vitalizer Plus. Experience the benefits of true hydration, more energy, softer skin, enhanced mental clarity, and reduction of many of your symptoms. Revitalize your body with the Vitalizer Plus. Order now, and you'll receive 3 great bonuses, plus save over $100. Get a free mineral cube and 2 free books. Call toll-free, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. This limited-time offer won't last. The Vitalizer Plus is a quantum leap for health and rejuvenation. Order now, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Holistic Health Magazine radio show. That's correct. Here today, every day, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Monday through Friday, Saturdays are 4 to 6, Sundays 9 to 11. And we discuss on Wednesdays with our friend Robin Weinstein, We discuss vegan and healthy eating. On Saturdays, we have Patrick Corona from Get Fit America, and he talks about getting fit, getting healthy, and doing it the right way. On Fridays from 2 to 3, we have Christy Summers, Ask Christy. Christy is a relationship therapist, and she's been doing that for over 20 years, and she brings one powerful message to the listeners, and we have a lot of call-ins and a lot of interaction, people calling in regards to relationship issues, and they talk with Christy, and Christy tries to carry a message, her own message, which is a great message. She's getting actually ready to write a book right now. She has it all done. It's getting ready to go to print. It's going to be a good book. And, of course, we have the Sunday night show, which is all about recovery. And the Monday show, Tuesday show, and Thursday show are all about recovery. You know, it's going to be, you know, kind of interesting because over the next few months, what's going to open up on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday is that we're bringing a message of alternative approaches to addiction or 12-step approaches to addiction. And, you know, it might be somebody from OA. It might be somebody from, you know, any other 12-step program, but it's going to be in regards to addiction. And we're looking forward to that. And, you know, we got some things coming up, you know, like for the body. You know, if you're just getting clean, you're getting sober, and you're out there and you're struggling, you know, there's certain things that you can do to help your body start to heal a little bit more faster than just waiting for it to do it on itself. We're going to have John Giordano on, and John's going to be talking to us about vitamins and minerals and supplements and different things that we can do to start, you know, repairing the dopamine and serotonin levels and all the things that we destroy when we're out there using. We're also going to be speaking with Vitalizer Plus. Vitalizer Plus is a water system that actually is, it looks like a blender, and it actually puts vitamins into your, you get a vitamin tablet, and it goes into the machine, and it actually vitalizes your water and puts vitamins in your water, and it also puts oxygenation in your water, too. It's really kind of cool, and it makes you feel better and gives you a lot more energy, and when you're first coming in, you're either not sleeping, you're sleeping too much, you know, all of these things are going on, all these changes are going on, and these are some different approaches that you can take, you know, and look at, and even if you're not an addict or an alcoholic, you're just somebody that wants to feel healthier about yourself, these are great understandings and techniques from people that have been in the community for, you know, I want to say hundreds of years. John Giordano would be calling me up, they want to kill me, a 10th degree black belt, so, you know, these are, you know, techniques and proven techniques used for, in some cases, thousands of years. And, you know, they're used as alternative approaches. And we, you know, highlight them. So we're going to, of course, speak right now to Danny Lubers in regards to what's going to happen Sunday night on our show. And the Sunday night show, if you're not aware and you're just tuning in, we're having a judge and two lawyers that are going to be in the studio with us, Judge Pollack, and, of course, Robert Gluck, and he's an attorney. And there's also another gentleman coming, and I don't have his information sitting in front of me. I apologize. But they are all three going to be here, and it's going to be the first time I've ever sat in a room with a judge and two lawyers, and I didn't end up walking out in handcuffs. So it's going to I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good night, and I'm looking forward to the fact that they're here to carry a message that's important for everybody here, and that's, you know, how do we keep recidivism down if we don't have jails that are, you know, helping people to rehabilitate and are just housing them like a meat locker? You know, how does that work? Don't work too well. You know, don't drink, don't drug, and play spades. Didn't work for me. So we're looking forward to that, and that'll be Sunday night at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11. And you can listen on holistichealthmagazine.com. You can listen on blogtalk.com. And you can go right to holistichealthmagazine.com and listen either way. You can either listen by clicking live, listen live, or you can click on, of course, the blog talk radio symbol and listen live that way also. So we're looking forward to that. So, Danny, what's going on in your world for the rest of the week?
Well, for the rest of the week, John, I think it's just hunker down. It's been a good week for me. You know, I just celebrated 12 years recovery, and I've spent a lot of time with the family at the beach. You know, I think I've spent every day this summer swimming at the beach, and I can't tell you. You know, we were talking about the ripple effect before, and thank goodness, you know, both my kids are young. I have one that's going to be four and another boy that's going to be two. And for them not to have to see their father, obviously under the influence of anything, has been unbelievable. And to spend my whole summer with my boys, of course, I'm married. My wife was there. And it's just been the most wonderful, blessed summer, and it's been a great time. You know,
well, you know something, I want to congratulate you on your 12 years of continuous sobriety and recovery. And, you know, it's including nights and weekends.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen. And
there are
holidays. And, again, congratulations on your 12
vacations.
Years.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. And I think that you carry a message that is a very good message, and you help people whenever you can help people. And, you know, you give back what was freely given to you. And that's a beautiful thing. And we are out of time. We're going to wrap this thing up. And what we're going to tell you is check out rallyforrecovery.com. We're going to ask you to go to holistichealthmagazine.com and click on Rally for Recovery and pre-register. Come on down, hang out with us. It's going to be a fun time. Myself, Danny, Chris D. from First Step, Shannon. There's a bunch of people, Mike Weiner from B-Hop. There's a bunch of people that are all coming down. We're all going to hang out and have some fun, and we're going to be doing a live remote from that show on the 12th. We're looking forward to it, and we're going to have some fun, and, you know, we're going to hand out fun things, and we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. Talk to you. Talk to you tomorrow. Tune in for Christy Summers tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Bye.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Have you seen today's paper? Another industry going to Congress for a handout. The record labels.
I know, and three of the four major labels are located overseas.
And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations.
The same stations that raise money for our local charities.
They actually want Congress to take money out of our community and send it to foreign-owned companies? I'm going to call our representative right now.
Learn more at noperformancetax.org. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
AM 1470, with even more of what you're looking for. It's South Florida's most interactive forum for news, politics, and cutting-edge issues. Don't miss the Credit Report with Bill Lewis, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m., only on AM 1470 WNN.
It's a big double whammy. First rainy season followed by hurricane season. But now is the right time to call John Chase at Chase Roofing for a free roof inspection. John has been in the roofing business over 20 years, and Chase Roofing has a reputation for honesty and integrity. Many roofers.